Now, you may have missed it while you were singing carols or cracking bonbons, but a mammoth asteroid did a waltz past Earth on Christmas Eve. Not to worry, though, there was no danger of a Christmas Day apocalypse. The 3-kilometre-long asteroid sailed by at a safe distance of 6.7 million miles. But just to be sure you have your telescope handy next time, we've asked Martin George, who's the curator of the Launceston Planetarium, to talk us through what's coming up in the skies of 2016. Martin, welcome.
Good morning, Sarah.
2016 is going to be a big year in space. What can we expect?
Well, probably, Sarah, the biggest thing, from my point of view, the thing that's exciting me most of all, is the arrival of the Juno spacecraft at Jupiter in July. And it's quite a long time since we've had a spacecraft in orbit around the largest of the Sun's planets. The most recent time was the Galileo spacecraft, which was in orbit around Jupiter for several years and finished its mission in 2003. And we have had other craft fly past, but this will be the first time in orbit for quite a long time. And Juno is going to spend a year or so studying the interior of Jupiter. It's not actually going to go into Jupiter or land on it, because you can't land on this kind of planet. It's made mostly of hydrogen and helium, and it doesn't actually have what we would consider to be a solid surface. But it's going to go into orbit around Jupiter and make some measurements that will help us to understand more about the interior, more about whether Jupiter has a solid core and perhaps how large it is, more about the composition of the interior. And, of course, although we have got a fairly good idea of some things about Jupiter, many things about Jupiter from our studies in the past, we're learning a lot more now about the fact that there are lots of these giant planets around other stars. For the last couple of decades, we've been learning that there are other solar systems. Many are very different to our own, and what we found is that a lot of them contain Jupiter-sized or larger planets, and we'd like to learn a lot more about them. Closer to home, we'd like to learn a lot more about the history of our solar system. Most of the mass of all of the planets and asteroids and comets and so on is in Jupiter. In other words, Jupiter is more massive than all of the other ones combined. Studying the very largest of the Sun's planets, studying how it formed, is going to be of great interest to us in understanding our own solar system. So that spacecraft is arriving there in the middle of the year, and it's been going since 2011. All seems to be going well. So that to me is one of the big things. But for people who are interested in things going on up there in the sky, and especially for people who like to travel, coming up in March we have a total solar eclipse that's going to be visible from parts of Indonesia, which is relatively close to home. Some of our listeners may remember that a couple of years ago there was, three years ago now, there was a total solar eclipse visible from North Queensland, and a lot of people were up there in the area around Cairns and around the back of Cairns and so on, looking at this eclipse, and some were lucky and some weren't, because there was a lot of cloud around on the morning, especially around the coast. But a total solar eclipse is the most spectacular thing that the eye can actually behold, at least most people say that. And if you've seen one, you would agree, with the moon blocking out the sun. That's coming up in March, and these events are visible only from a very narrow path across the Earth's surface. So it goes across parts of Indonesia, in particular Sulawesi, and also the island of Ternate and an island nearby. So if anybody is planning a holiday to Indonesia or is going to be there in March, the eclipse is on March the 9th, and it's going to be really quite a lovely one. But we have to keep our fingers crossed for the weather with these things, of course.
Of course.
And coming up in August, a rather spectacular gathering of planets over there in the western evening sky, low down in the twilight, where we have Venus and Jupiter very, very close together. Now, people might have seen some of these events before, where they look like a brilliant pair of headlights up there in our night sky. That's coming up in August, and at the same time, we'll have Mercury visible low down in the western evening twilight as well. And for those with a really clear view of the western horizon in the evenings, the thin crescent moon on the 3rd of September. So that's going to be a lovely gathering over there. There are a couple of downsides to remember. In 1986, we had the loss of the Challenger space shuttle, and it's the 30th anniversary coming up next month of that disaster, which saw the space shuttle Challenger destroyed 73 seconds after it lifted off. At the same time, it's the 30th anniversary of the flyby of Uranus by Voyager 2, and it was a spectacular success. So there are positives and negatives that are happening with our space adventures all the time. And finally, the one thing that has rather disappointed me, Sarah, about 2016 is that we were going to see the launch of the next NASA Mars mission. It was called InSight. It still is called InSight, but it's been postponed a couple of years. There was a special instrument on board this lander that was going to make very, very sensitive measurements, seismic measurements of Mars, to try to understand a lot more about its interior. Of course, we learn a lot about the Earth's interior from the seismic activity on the Earth. Unfortunately, this little device, this device aboard the spacecraft, not sure that it's all that little, but it's the major device aboard the spacecraft, developed a leak. It has to operate in a vacuum or a very, very near vacuum. And even though the spacecraft was really getting readied for its March launch, sadly, the leak has shown that the vacuum is not good enough, the seal isn't good enough, and they haven't got time to fix it. A couple of people have asked me why we have to delay 2 years to fix a leak in one item of equipment. Well, we don't necessarily have to wait that long to fix that, but we have to wait for a launch opportunity. It's only every couple of years, a bit more than 2 years apart actually, the opportunities for sending a spacecraft to Mars most easily in what we call a transfer orbit. So if we miss this launch window, and we will for this one, as we say, it's going to have to wait another couple of years. So that's a bit disappointing. But there are plenty of things to think about in
more
astronomy
than enough
and space.
Going on next year otherwise. It sounds
indeed.
Like it.
Indeed.
And tell me about this Christmas Eve asteroid. It's actually the second asteroid that's come close to Earth in the past few months.
Yes, indeed. In fact, this kind of thing is happening all the time. It often makes the news, but of course, several million kilometres away is quite some distance. Sometimes these objects come closer to the Earth than the Moon does, and that tends to make the news a lot more. But something flying past us several million kilometres away is actually quite a safe distance. We do, of course, look at these things all the time with our telescopes in various places on the Earth. We're discovering more and more of them, these objects called near-Earth asteroids that can potentially one day collide with us. When they go past at a safe distance, it's a very good opportunity, as with this one and with others that have gone past, to study the orbits of them far more accurately. We can sometimes even get radar measurements of them to get some more information about these objects before they then disappear again. When I say disappear, sometimes we see these objects only when they're very close to us, because they don't reflect a lot of sunlight. Their size will dictate how much of that they reflect, as well as the kind of surface. And they only brighten up for a little while as they go past and then fade away again and get very, very hard to spot. So occasionally we will discover one like that. Sometimes we will predict one like that that we had known about already. But with all of these objects, the more we observe them, the more we know about them. And, of course, the big question is, if we ever find one that is on a collision course with us, what we do about it. But that is, of course, another story, and I could probably talk about that for an hour or more. So it is testament to the wonderful work that astronomers are doing in studying these objects, and that also helps us to understand, of course, a lot more of the story and the history of our solar system.
Oh, clearly a lot more to say, but we'll have to leave it there. Martin George, thank you for joining us.
Great to speak with you, Sarah. Bye for now.
Bye for now. That was Martin George, the curator of the Launceston Planetarium.